Interesting, full of information that's really relevant to us now. Be well. Bye-bye.
You're listening to WORT Madison. Stay tuned for Mel and Floyd.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Wow, I feel nice. A sugar and spice. I feel nice. A sugar and spice.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the Mel and Floyd Summer Replacement Show. I'm Mel.
And he's Floyd.
And this is the Mel and Floyd Hour. It's monkey time with Mel and Floyd. Floyd, how you doing?
Really well, really well. Oh, it's really great to see you. It's been so long.
I know.
Yeah.
I know,
so. I've been peripatetic. So it's
have
been,
you?
Yeah.
Have
just
you?
Been moving around the... Just trying to, you can't hit those moving targets. I think that's the secret.
Yeah.
Just keep moving. Yeah. Keep her moving.
Friend of mine from Minneapolis texted me last night saying, be careful. It's like, hi, come on in.
Hello.
Saga is here with us. Hang on, let me turn your mic on.
Whoops. Now I can't hear.
You can't hear?
No.
Oh. I've pulled the cord.
You pulled the plug on him. Last time somebody did
it's
that.
It's a little early. No, wait. No, I'm not.
Trixie's going, I wanted to do that. I put up with him for 20 years.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the only joy. So last week, so Floyd, this is Saga.
Hi.
This is Floyd.
Nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you.
Good to meet you. Yeah.
I was part of the replacement
show. Oh, good.
Show.
Yeah. Excellent.
You still are.
Yes, okay. Still are. Yeah. Yeah.
You can't quit that easily.
No, you can't. No. You have to be beaten.
Can't quit the replacement. have to be
well, beaten out.
Well otherwise, we become the He-Man Woman Haters Club.
Yes. So, we've had that for years, actually, for decades.
Am I staving that off?
Yeah, yes.
You're representing all of womankind.
Yes, right.
Like kind.
4 billion women in
yes,
the world.
Yes, right, yeah.
You speak for. So.
Oh, what an honor.
Yeah. Yes.
So last week, Saga mentioned, and I don't know how we got in this conversation, but she mentioned when she went on her second date with her partner.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah.
They donated blood.
What a great idea. I never thought of that.
I assume it was donated, unless you just right. ran a little short at the, you yeah. know, to pay the restaurant
sold
bill.
It, yeah. And, sold the plasma
run
and
down
then
to
went
the plasma
out.
Center.
Yeah, right.
So on your third date, then you donated a kidney, I
guess. Donated a kidney, yeah. Then we got our genetic testing done together. You got all that difficult stuff out of the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, it's good to get that out of yeah. the way right at the start.
We did the horoscope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. With dating, you want to fail early and often, I discovered. That's was my philosophy back when I was
well,
in
I remember
the market.
The first time you went out with Trixie, you had like the escape hatch. I mean,
in the
afternoon.
Yeah, 3 o'clock in the afternoon at a bar on State Street.
If this doesn't work out, I'm out by 4:30.
She had plans too, she said. She had a backup plan too. So, but
okay.
Then that worked out well. Actually, it did. Yeah, we're still together. She just told me in the car, though, on the way over, she gave me a ride over. She said, okay, 3 more days.
Until what?
Until she gives me 3 more days, and then after that.
You're out?
I'm out, yeah.
Another escape hatch?
Yes, yeah. In fact, it's been constant through our relationship.
She's still got something to do with
at
4:30.
Yeah, at 4:30, Oh, look at the time. Look at the time.
So, yeah, Smarty Pants is gone for a few weeks. He said
uh-huh.
He went to Nordstrom's, I think.
Right,
was,
okay. The Rack?
Or Norway. I forget which one he said.
I'd like to go to Norway sometime.
Yeah, so. What are you doing there,
Put
Saga?
That on,
I'm looking for a little adapter for my headset. I've got one. You got one? Okay.
He's got one in his pocket.
This makes for great radio. There's a little tiny piece that connects your headphone to the machine. Here, it ain't pretty. We never said it was going to be pretty.
No.
Oh, so Flight, it's great to see. What have you been up to?
Oh, but spending a lot of time at the cabin. Got a new knee for my birthday.
You got three of them now.
No, yeah, three knees. I know, it's been so much fun. I just keep finding new knees. New places to put them. So, yeah, that's it. Been spending a lot of time up north.
Yeah, you got two sheds, I hear.
Yeah, two sheds. I got a new shed, which is really exciting. I've been working on that.
Tell me more.
Saga, this is what you have to look forward to as you get older.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I tell you, the first shed.
We're going to get the third shed.
I got another shed that I haven't actually had built yet. Talk to the boys with no toys, and they're going to the Amish.
Oh.
Yeah, they're making us a shed.
Really?
Yeah. I could talk for hours about sheds and probably will.
There's a show for that here.
Yes,
that's true. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Got stuck in a snowstorm.
You did.
A downright blizzard. Was that last week? Yeah, all these weeks, they just blend together. But yeah. Up north and had a... so I was... Trixie. Whoops, I just doxed her. Trixie was up in Green Bay taking care of her mom. I was stuck down here in Madison, and I wanted to be up north because it's prettier up there. So I rented a car, and I got it on the Beltline. I was going to drop it off at Rhinelander at the airport. So drove up north. Trixie comes up, meets me. We hang for a while. Then Monday, we're driving to Rhinelander in a blizzard. We got a foot of snow. It's just nuts. Can barely see anything. There's no highway there. Get to the Rhinelander airport, and they have like one flight on Wednesdays and, you know, alternate Fridays that go out.
Goes to Appleton.
Yes, right. So we get there, and of course, it's all closed.
Well, yeah.
Nobody's there because they've got a foot of snow.
Yeah.
So I'm going, okay, what
anybody
do I,
would know that.
Yeah. Right? What do I do with this car that I'm paying money to rent? So I look around, and there's a sign that has the Enterprise lot in the airport, and I pull in and drop it off and look around and put the keys in the cup holder. It's a Hyundai. Nobody's going to want to steal it. So I hop back in, and Trixie and I head back, and I called the guy, and I said, well, you know, I dropped, there was nobody there. It was a snowstorm. I dropped the car off at the airport. He said, oh, okay. I'll call my friend up there. He'll go take a look and see if it's there.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was that. That's the extent of that story.
It was there.
Yes. Yep. And it was there.
We're sort of waiting for an ending.
Yeah.
You really set us up.
Yeah, I know. It does need a punchline.
Yeah, I thought like the tires would all be gone
There should be a funny part at the end of that joke.
Yeah. The car's gone. The keys are on the ground.
Yes.
Or someone just takes the keys
and leaves the car.
I like the key holder.
The one time I've been up north in the winter, I went to the UP in like March, and I thought it was spring break, but no, it is not spring up there.
Not up there.
You know, driving down the highway and the snowbanks on each side are like, you know, 9 feet tall, and I thought, I've seen Fargo. I know how this goes.
You end up in the wood chipper.
Yeah, I know how this ends. I've seen this movie.
When I lived in Duluth, there was a guy who moved there from someplace like in Southern California, and he moved in the spring. And there's this stretched, it's called the Point. It's like a big sandy point that sticks out into the Bay Area, and it's really narrow. There's like maybe two or three streets
on it
or something. But it's like way out. You know, you're totally exposed.
Yeah.
And he told us that he found a great place to live. He rented a house out on the Point, and he said it's really nice. He got a great view of the lake.
Deal.
And it's like, you know, this was, you know, June or April or something. Okay, you wait a few months. And the houses out there were like the rental houses were pretty much cardboard too.
Right, sure.
So once
wind
winter,
just blows through.
Once winter came,
Sheds?
Sheds. He needed a shed.
Yeah, needed a better shed.
So, yeah, when winter came, he was like, oh, this maybe wasn't the greatest idea.
We went up to Duluth in the summer for some reason. Oh, the place where we were, our cabin in up north was rented out for the weekend for some reason. So we had to leave because they didn't want to see us there. Anyway, so we went to Duluth, and they had street drag races down that point of sand because the streets are flat. And and they had drag races. It's an actual organized group of people, and 200 some people showed up with cars to race down the...
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I didn't go, but I did hear it.
Well, you had to be very creative with entertainment in Duluth to get through the winter.
Yeah.
It was a lot of effort, mental effort. So what's happening in that Point area? Speaking of, there's this billionaire, this woman, I think she's a part of the Monsanto family or something.
Oh, that would make sense,
And I think it's Monsanto. But anyway, so she's been buying up all of these little cardboard houses like a couple dozen of them.
Right.
And the people have been asking for her to say, well, what's your plan? What's going on? And she goes, none of your business.
I'm just buying your neighborhood. That's all. It's funny how people...
It's a perfect place for a billionaire's bunker, you know?
Right, there in the spitting Lake Superior.
Yeah. Well, plus you have to go across the lift bridge, the aerial lift bridge get there. So she would have like a moat, a built-in moat.
If all
she just
set
wants
to
build a giant castle.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like the data centers here where they just say, we're going to build them. It's like, you are? What? Well, we already bribed. I mean, we already talked to your
we got all the permits. Yeah.
I like how it comes up it'll come up in a county board meeting or something, and it'll just be like an afterthought.
Right,
like,
right.
No. Well, by the way, you know, Google's going to build a giant data center here, and we're all in favor of that. Like, are?
Well, we had the vote last week.
Yeah, you weren't there.
Yeah.
Next week, it's the more Monsanto castles, I suppose.
Yes, right.
Well, it's like when the Kennedy Center board supposedly, quote, voted on changing the name to the Trump Kennedy Center. And they said it was unanimous. And it turns out the people who were against it was a Zoom meeting. And they had muted their mics.
Of course.
For the people that they knew were going to vote against.
They aren't even trying anymore.
I know. It's like when Bush and Cheney got us into a war, they put a lot of effort into lying.
They did.
And trying to convince us it was a good idea. And then the Trump people they screw and just do it.
Yeah.
And then they sort of half-ass explain it afterwards.
Yeah. Like,
and props to them, they admit it's about oil.
Yeah.
We have never.
Finally.
Yeah. I mean, we've had how many, 10 wars about oil? And it's always been about
the freedom
spreading democracy or something.
Yeah. Spewing democracy.
Anyway, so, hey, there's going to be a solidarity and vigil action today at 5 o'clock at the Wisconsin State Capitol up at the top of State Street. It's called Ice Out. Feel free to bring candles to support our collective grieving. That's today at 5 o'clock at the State Capitol, top of State Street. So that's organized by Dane County Rapid Response Network.
Okay.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So this AI thing with the, I've got notes here somewhere. I'm sorting through. I got this paper.
How about that AI thing?
Yeah, about that AI thing. I bought this paper at a Dollar General, and it's like 15 pound. Have you ever seen 15 pound bond?
I don't know what that means.
It's very lightweight.
Oh, the cardstock, the kind of.
Usually it's 20 pound bond is what we generally print on or use as copier paper.
Okay.
This is 15 pound. It's like tissue paper.
Yeah, it looks like.
It sounds good.
It does sound good. It makes a nice wrinkling sound when you shuffle it.
It's good for the radio.
Yeah, it is good for the radio.
It's like parchment paper. You could like put cookies on it or something.
Yeah, right. Throw it in the oven. Yeah. So anyway, the AI with the after the shooting of Renee Good in Minneapolis,
the murder.
The murder. Yeah, let's call it what it is. We've all seen it. We all may have different interpretations, but
she was trying to ram us by driving away from us.
Yeah. So she threatened us by driving away.
Circumnavigate the globe and sneak up on us from behind.
Yeah. In the last hour, Esty was talking to journalist Ken Klippenstein about the way that the Trump administration is changing the definition of what counts as terrorism to include obstruction or interference in ICE activities. Right. So not even violence, just
obstruction.
Having your car.
Yeah.
Blocking a street.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we've since seen some of these incidents. They don't always end up in murder, but I mean, we've seen people get assaulted by ICE when they haven't, like, moved fast enough.
Right.
ICE said back up, and they started to back up, and they're not backing up fast enough. So they, shove them and knock them down or tase them or something.
It's interesting how quickly it just moved to full-on fascism in the course of a year.
Yeah.
You know, where they used to...
But it's not a surprise. I mean...
No, it really isn't.
We were the Cassandras.
So,
you know, it's like, this is going to happen. If you vote for this guy.
This is what's coming. Yeah.
So how does AI fit in?
Oh, that's because they were trying to unmask the guy who shot, the murderer.
Sure.
Yeah, and so they, of course, he was wearing a mask, as they all do, because, you know, you certainly don't want to expose yourself to any public... Anyway, so people were using AI to, and they asked AI to unmask the guy, and it gave a nice picture of this guy with no mask, and so then they associated it with a name, Steve Grove. And nobody was really sure where that name came from. That's not the right name. But there were a couple of Steve Groves got some heat.
Oh, my goodness.
One was the owner of a gun shop in Springfield, Missouri. He awoke to discover his Facebook page under attack. He said he never goes by Steve. And then, of course, I'm not in Minnesota. I don't work for ICE. And I have, 20 inches of hair on my head. But whatever. But that's, you get the mob.
Thanks, Grok.
Yeah, thanks, Grok.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to wait till the facts are in.
Yeah.
Anymore. Because we've got the internet.
It's so disorienting not knowing what's true anymore.
I mean,
you read something, you go, that's terrible. And then your second thought is, it's probably fake.
Yeah, it's fake.
And I hear stories about people saying that their parents and grandparents sending them videos of a bear jumping on a trampoline in the backyard or something.
Fake. Yep. Yeah.
I got a news nugget about a bear.
Yeah.
Oh, do you?
Wow, segue.
Associated Press headline reads, California homeowner rolls out unwelcome mat for black bear living under his house.
Oh, I saw that story. Did he get a second bear too? No, I'm not joking. I thought he tried to get rid of the bear and then like another
bear. Showed up. It's just bear after bear after bear.
Next, it says the bear was out within 20 minutes.
Oh, it was
after a wildlife group arrived.
This is a different story. I saw one about a guy where he couldn't get the bear out of his basement or something. So I might have talked about that last week with Luke, but let's see.
That's easy, getting a bear out in 20 minutes. I don't think I could do that.
I couldn't get a mouse out in 20 minutes.
Oh, don't get me started on mice.
Oh, really?
Oh. You
got mice up in the cabin?
I've got the cabin. I went around and plugged every little hole with copper mesh.
Yeah.
And then I've set up traps because I don't want to poison because we've got wildlife up there.
Sure.
So, and ran this extensive trap line. There was quite an infestation when we first got the place. And then I ran this extensive trap line. I plugged every hole and I'd go around and find more and just keep working at it. And so this year, I think we haven't seen a mouse in probably 3 months, which is awesome. But at home in the apartment, I've been there 25 years.
I've lived in that apartment.
Live on the second floor. All of a sudden, they put a new roof on last summer. All of a sudden, we've got mice. So I've been catching mice in the kitchen. I'm going, what is this?
Chopping their tails off. I got three of them now.
Yeah, three of them. Oh, see how they run.
That so, new knee comes in handy.
It does, yeah.
Well, mostly the cane, so we can swat them. So I understand that they don't like peppermint smell.
That's what I've heard, yes.
So I bought some peppermint smell. I sprayed it. It smells nice.
You know, I
don't know if it does anything. But
Yeah. I've got granules that I sprinkle around the perimeter to encourage a strong perimeter and discourage the mice.
Texas A&M has banned Play-Doh. But Silly Putty's still okay, I guess. Yeah.
Why?
On principle.
I don't know if it's anymore. It's compliance with new rule 08.01.
Okay.
You can, this was a something sent to the professor teaching, and it says, you may mitigate your course content to remove the modules on race ideology and gender ideology and the Plato readings that may include these, or you may be reassigned.
Did Plato say anything about race?
Is that a content management software, Plato? Not the author?
All right, not the philosopher.
That makes sense,
yeah.
I don't know. It's in the philosophy class.
Right? So it could be.
We'll have to ask Pants when he gets back.
Yeah, he would know. So here's this overlooked virus.
Another one?
That nobody's paying attention to. Kills more
measles?
Americans each year than the flu. It's COVID.
Really?
Yeah.
What's it called?
COVID. Yeah.
I thought we were done with that. We already did that.
Yeah, we did that.
we solved that.
Yeah. COVID-19, it's killing more than 100,000 Americans a year.
Is it really?
That's what the CDC says.
Is there a vaccine for that or anything?
I don't know. Who would
know? They canceled it.
Yeah, that's right. They've given you a new food pyramid. So you can...
I love the new food pyramid. Chew on some gristle. There's
not enough pastrami on the top. I think that's the problem.
It's like the Henry VIII diet. Or something.
That's right.
We know how that ended.
Yes, he was such a picture of health.
If you want to hear more about vaccines, a public affair on Monday is going to be about the new pediatric vaccine schedules that the CDC has released.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, we'll be covering that.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's a little cross promotion.
Is that why you came here?
Just it is.
Yeah. Your show.
I got to say, you're really value added.
Our listeners are not going to remember anything a week from now.
It'll be Wednesday, and they'll say, wait, there's a thing on Monday.
I wanted to listen to.
I got to try.
Yep.
So, yeah, that reminds me, a few weeks ago I mentioned that that one of my dreams for doing this show is that we would sponsor a rock, paper, scissor tournament.
Yes.
And we got
a long-standing response
from somebody who owns a bar, and it's still up in the air, so I don't want to,
let
the kitty out of the bag yet.
Right.
But I'm thinking this might actually happen.
Oh, that would be fun.
That would be a blast.
Yeah, sign me up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just go with rock all the time.
Do you?
That always wins.
Yeah.
Don't give it away.
Your strategy is blown.
Well, you know, Pants and I will just be the MCs and the judges.
Right,
we're not going to compete.
No, that'd be unfair.
Yeah.
Maybe you could set up like a pay-to-play station.
Oh, there you go.
To get around with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, get around with Pants. Yeah.
Well, that's...
I'd pay double.
Ring the bell there, Floyd.
We have two bells now.
Oh, wow.
Do you notice this?
We've got two sheds.
Look in the
two bells.
Two bells.
We've got two co-hosts.
Yep.
It's the duality of life. Oh, there.
Two tones.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, we could do it.
There's this whole array of toys in front of me, which is...
Oh, you've got buttons to press.
There's several buttons and a goat. Don't press the goat.
Yeah, I don't know what the goat does. And
what does the goat do?
I don't press the goat.
Well.
I will not.
It's annoying.
Is it?
Yeah.
Does it go for a long time?
It does sound for like 10 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, it's a screaming goat.
It's a screaming goat.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Enough of that.
I get it. from the Thor movie.
Yeah, it really gets my goat.
You know, that joke was funny once in the movie, but like about the 12th time. Yeah.
You're just tired of hearing that goat scream. And there's a party light here. I mean, none of these have any batteries, so I don't know how to make this work, but...
Well, they run on windmills.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll just tell the listeners they're working.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't want to know. Yeah. But
the party light is on.
It's got seals on it.
I've got a light at home, and it's in my like kitchen, living room area. Uh-huh. It says on the air. It's like a little neon light.
Oh, nice.
I plug it in and pretend I'm doing a radio show.
Oh, yep. Yeah,
so talking to Clopsy.
So it's the home version of the game.
It's the home version.
I've seen those selfies.
So, Clopsy, I've got some monkey news for you here. Woof, woof. Oh, my goodness. Here's a flock of gay sheep.
Oh.
And, I've heard of this,
I don't know where this
is. The whole flock is gay?
Yeah, this sheep herder.
Uh-huh.
Not sure where this is. I think it's, I assume somewhere in the UK. There are rams that won't mate with females.
Oh, yeah.
And they typically send them out to, you know, make them into soup or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But this farmer named Michael Stick, decided to save them, forming what he calls the world's first flock of gay rams.
That's lovely. That's... Such a nice thought.
I know.
I'm going to adopt these rams.
And they can all hang out together. Yep. One's called Marvin Gaye. Prince William.
Oh, jeez. William.
So anyway. So there's
William.
It'd be hard to name all those. How many rams has he got?
I don't know.
A flock? What constitutes a flock?
I don't know.
Huh.
Can we say flock on the air?
Yeah, I did. I just did twice. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, man.
Well, soccer reportedly overtakes baseball in the U.S. as America's third favorite sport.
I saw that.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's because they're giving away those peace prizes.
I think that's it. Yeah, the FIFA peace prize.
That's why I watch soccer.
Is it? Yeah.
Who's going to win the peace prize?
Who's
going to
win the peace prize? Oh, geez.
That's the most ridiculous
thing. I know.
I want to win the Nobel Peace Prize. Yeah, yeah. No, you haven't done anything to deserve that.
Well, Obama did.
Well, he didn't deserve it either.
Right, right.
He only got it because he wasn't George W. Bush. But... So then they make up this. It's like a little kid.
It is. It's like
take them to McDonald's or Burger King or something and give them the prize.
It's like that kid on the Twilight Zone where you didn't want to say anything bad because
Billy Mummy.
Yep. Yeah.
You go in the cornfield.
Yep. Yeah. There's a reference. Yeah. So anyway, that American football has 36% of the fans. Basketball has 17% share. Soccer has a 10% share, and baseball has a 9% share.
Really?
Yeah. So, and then ice hockey is 4, tennis is 3, tied with boxing, which I think they had a boxing and MMA.
MMA, probably.
Yeah, and then golf is a 2%. So if you combine the bottom three, have a tennis game on a golf course with MMA fighters... I think you could probably move things up in the rankings.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah, I will file that away for my next big investment, I think.
After your third shed in a castle.
Yeah, the third shed. And the castle on the drag strip.
Well, Floyd, we got several emails from Mary, who wants to know, where do you hide out up north? And she says, we want to meet. We want to meet for some day drinking. And then she points out that parking at the Rhinelander Airport is 20 cents an hour.
Well, I'm over by Park Falls, so.
She'll be there at 4:30.
Yeah, 4:30.
She's got to leave at 4:30.
I'll meet you at the airport.
All right.
Parking at the Rhinelander Airport. I did not know that.
Yeah.
And day drinking, I'm all in favor of that.
All right.
Although I'm not very good at it.
I'm terrible at that.
I know. I just collapse and want a nap.
Yeah.
Which is fine. You know, napping's good.
Yeah. I just skip straight to nap.
Yeah.
You skip the day
skip
drinking.
Skip the alcohol. My mother-in-law calls it a nippy nap.
A nippy nap. Oh, Saga, I was going to ask you. You taught a sewing class to children a couple weeks ago. How did that go? Can you talk about that?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, no.
All right. You can tell us at 2 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, the nice thing about a sewing machine is that the needle, once it punctures your thumb,
yeah,
it comes back out.
Right.
Automatically.
Oh, you were doing like a sweatshop kind of thing.
Yes, yeah. I was.
Yeah. Yeah.
I legally can't talk about it.
That Nike NDA.
Yes, I have been constrained.
I have to make some Maduro sweatsuits.
They're selling like hotcakes.
Does he look like the most chill kidnapped prisoner person you've ever seen?
Yeah.
There's got to be something going on.
Because
he just looks so relaxed.
Yeah,
he's got his wife.
Oh, I knew this was coming.
He's got his nice little track suit on. I think they've got a deal where they're just gonna let him go live in Istanbul or Constantinople or
whichever.
One of those two.
That's nobody's business but the Turks.
But seriously, it doesn't look like he's a prisoner.
No,
I mean,
he doesn't.
He just looks like, here I am.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, can I go to Disney World? U.S. mental health ratings reach historic low.
Oh.
Geez, wonder what's causing that.
No idea.
Yeah.
Everything's so good.
American adults are feeling less positive about their psychological well-being than at any point in the last two decades. A new report indicates that the percentage of U.S. adults who consider their mental health to be top tier has fallen below a specific threshold for the first time on record. This was a survey by Gallup.
You know, I heard something similar about the rates of mental health challenges and suicide for farmers is two times as high.
Mm-hmm.
2 to 5 times as high.
Yeah.
For the general population, which is really stressful here in a state like Wisconsin where there are so many farmers.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I think that's kind of been traditionally true because it's just the type of profession it is.
Yeah.
Kind of lonely and relatively lonely. And,
yeah.
But in the last, year or so, I mean, it's been exacerbated terribly. I mean, it's like, what? I can't sell any soybeans to China? But they like soybeans.
I just planted 800 acres of soybeans.
Do you know there's a bill in the Wisconsin legislature to use some soybeans now for firefighting purposes?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, you just put them in a little soybean gun and shoot them at the fire?
I think that's exactly
it. Yeah.
Smother
it, I would imagine.
Then they sprout over time. I mean, it takes time, but it's completely environmentally sound.
It's not a forever chemical.
No, it's just
a favor of that.
Novel, interesting. I don't know much more about it. But,
right, that's interesting. That'd be interesting to research. Something for me to look into later when I get bored. So Uri Geller.
Yes.
Remember him?
He was he the fraud?
Is a spoon bender. Well, they're all frauds.
Oh, okay.
But yes, he was one of the...
Saga doesn't know who.
Oh, I don't know.
So Uri Geller was, I think he's Israeli, and he was this psychic. He claimed to be a psychic. He would bend spoons. With his mind. That was his big trick.
That's a real trick.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I can do it. Yeah. I don't even have to use my mind.
Kind of used his thumb, too.
Yeah, he used my thumb.
Well, so did Uri Geller.
Yeah, that's right. But anyway, he owns an island. It's
The world is not fair.
It is not fair, but it's not much of an island.
Yeah.
It's but he's got a tiny rocky outcrop off of Scotland's east coast, and it's what's the name of it? I can't remember. But anyway, it's
you couldn't pronounce it anyway.
I couldn't either.
Is it habitable?
No, it's of 100 yards by 50 yards, about the size of a soccer pitch. So, which explains why soccer is becoming so popular in the U.S.
You can just play it on an island.
Yeah, you can play it on an island. And it's rocky, and it has a bunch of puffins, which I'm in favor of.
Sure.
I'm in favor of puffins. But he says he's offering it to Trump to use as a military base so he doesn't have to overtake, invade Greenland, yeah. Which I thought was rather generous of him. Yeah, he says it's got mystical connections to the pyramids or something.
Really handy.
Yeah. Yeah, and he
get that alien technology.
He spent a night on the island when he first got it, but it wasn't very pleasant. And he left a crystal that was owned by Albert Einstein behind.
These are sentences.
Yes, they are. Yep, yep. They are actual sentences.
Those are words strung together.
Did AI write this conversation? Yes, right. Oh, I gotta go. I'm so sorry. Yeah, I do have to get back to my job.
Oh, look at the time.
Oh. I know it's not 4:30, but thank you.
All right. Well, thanks for being with us. Always great to see you. So, what's on your T-shirt, by the way?
Yeah. Oh, this is a radio station in Chicago.
Oh, nice.
Lumpen Radio. Support them. They're great.
Yeah, nice. All right. So,
Have a good weekend.
Hey, thanks for coming in.
It's been a pleasure meeting you.
Likewise.
Okay, we're gonna take a brief break and then play some announcements, and then we're gonna come back with.
I got monkey news.
Yeah, monkey news.
I got Elvis news.
I have monkey news, too.
All right.
So, probably the same story. But
I got two stories.
Tends to happen that way.
Yeah. So, but, there's not much monkey news.
All right. All right. We'll be back in about two minutes.
Okay.
WORT thanks its listener sponsors and the Wine and Hop Shop, located at 1919 Monroe Street, specializing in home brewing and winemaking supplies for over 40 years. Open to in-person shopping or order online for curbside pickup, in-Madison delivery and shipping of supplies at wineandhop.com.
Support for this program comes from WORT's listener sponsors and Isthmus Newspaper. Isthmus is back on newsstands the first Thursday of every month, and now a nonprofit. Isthmus continues to expand its independent coverage of local government, the arts, and all things Madison at isthmus.com.
WORT thanks its listener sponsors and Bernie's Rock Shop, located at 901 East Johnson, and our new shop, Bernie's on Park, at 636 South Park in Madison. We offer handmade silver jewelry as well as unique mineral, crystal, and fossil specimens from around the world. Store hours and more information available at berniesrockshop.com.
Well, sober people know what it's about. Going down the trail.
And we're back.
And we are.
So I don't like to talk about Trump too much. Right? I mean, he sucks all the oxygen out of everywhere, but and then he turns it into flatulence. I mean, but, you know, he was giving some, I don't know, he was giving a talk or a press conference or something. Mm-hmm. I don't think he does press conferences really, but.
No, he just talks.
He was doing a talk and, you know, it was probably started out talking about Venezuela or something. Mm-hmm. But then he started talking about his dancing.
Oh.
And that was part of it because Maduro was doing kind of a knockoff of Trump dancing.
Oh.
Which probably was the real reason.
I imagine that's the real reason for the invasion.
Yeah. They blew up Chavez's mausoleum.
No.
Let's talk about being spiteful.
How can that be a tactical?
Casey rises from the dead or something.
We're out of holly steaks, but this should do it.
Oh, man. So anyway, so he was
started talking about Venezuela,
and then he started talking about his dancing.
Oh yeah,
and he says Melania doesn't like his dancing, and I know this story is obviously totally made up because it's like Melania talking to him.
Yes, right. That would be a point where they would actually interact. Yeah.
Donald, the meter's running, Donald. Yeah.
Make it quick.
So he's saying Melania doesn't like his dancing. She says it's not dignified.
Uh-huh.
And she said to him, "Darling, can you imagine FDR dancing?"
No, I can't. What do you wheel the chair around in time to the music?
You're like the guy in Rocky Horror Picture Show, yes, in the wheelchair.
Right, right. No, I can't imagine FDR dancing. But if he did dance, I'm sure it would look far better than Donald Trump dancing.
Oh my goodness. There's a McDonald's is facing a McRib lawsuit.
Oh no.
The nationwide class action lawsuit over McRib purchases made over the last 4 years. It says McRib has no actual rib meat in it.
So it has no actual meat in it.
Fast food.
Yeah, that's right. But what are you expecting?
They stamp on the little rib markings.
Yes. It's extruded. They make it into
probably
a paste.
It's probably that pink. What do they call it? Pink.
Pink slime.
Pink slime.
Yeah, pink slime.
It's probably pink slime.
Probably. But that's actual meat, and some of it may have come off a rib at some point. I mean, nobody knows where all that comes from.
That's true.
Stripped off the bones.
Plaintiffs allege McDonald's deliberately omitted the absence of rib meat from advertising and menu descriptions, causing consumers to pay inflated prices under misleading assumptions.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I thought this was prime rib. It's crappy fast food.
Yeah. Imagine my despair. Discovering, going through life with no rib meat. Well, that was, that's also where they put the yoga mat, isn't it?
What's that?
The McRib has like one of the same ingredients as yoga mats in it. That was the thing when it first came out, was that.
I hadn't heard that.
Yes.
Which one's more edible, though?
Yeah, right. That's the question. Well, you put enough sauce on the McRib and it's edible.
Oh, it's out of Paris.
Oh,
Paris, France.
Yeah.
A man pulls the sword from Joan of Arc's equestrian statue.
Wow, is he the king now?
He's now the king of France, I guess.
Wow.
You know, that would be a better system than the one we have now.
I think so.
Aquatic tarts handing out cutlery.
Sword. Yeah, cutlery. Yeah. Huh. So he pulled the sword.
She's got this nice statue, and she's got a sword in her right arm, right hand.
Right hand.
And he pulled the sword right out of her, and I don't know what he did with it. Well, he was arrested pretty quickly.
Oh, was it? Well, the gendarmes. That's French for cop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They blew their whistle and
he stopped immediately. Yes.
they said, stop, thief.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Put it that way.
That'd be the Canadian version.
Yes, right. Sorry.
Stop. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Here's the sword back.
But Elvis Presley, remember Elvis Presley?
I do remember
Elvis. Yeah, he would have been 91.
We went to Miami with him once.
Yeah. Yep, we did. He would have been 91 yesterday.
He was 91.
Yeah, he was. He is 91. But he had a problem when he was making the movie Girls, Girls, Girls.
Yeah.
His trousers apparently rubbed him the wrong way.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so little Elvis showed up.
Oh.
And on camera.
On camera?
On camera. And they thought, okay, well, maybe we'll just take this out. We'll, you know, take care of it in post-production.
Yeah.
We'll edit this out because it was a... it was... Yeah, anyway, so yeah, he was dancing with one of the stars of Girls, 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 who was apparently a woman.
Yes.
Which I think probably threw him off.
She's over 14.
Yes.
I'm not related to her.
Not related to her. I don't know if I can, but apparently little Elvis had other ideas, and they kept it in.
Did they really?
They did not edit that out.
Oh, my goodness.
So those in the know can get a little... shot of a
wow,
yeah. I mean, it's all just news you need to know right now.
Chimps are wearing blades of grass as a fashion statement.
They are,
yeah. And what happens is like, and it's just like humans when some chimpanzees have been, you know, doing this, putting little blades of grass behind their ears, and other chimps Monkey see, monkey do.
Exactly.
They copied them. So it's like these are chimp influencers.
Chimpfluencers.
Chimpfluencers.
Yes.
And they just thought it would be really cool to put, you know,
right.
put some grass behind your ears. Yeah, it's like when we were growing up, the cool guys would roll a pack of cigarettes up
yep, in their sleeves.
Their t-shirt. And
yep. Yeah.
So, and
huh. Well, there's an escaped monkey caused chaos inside a Tennessee music store.
As they want to do inside a music store? Did it try to play like Stairway to Heaven?
It did. And that, yeah, that's they play.
That's not allowed. Get out, monkey.
All over him. Yes. He fled the scene of the incident, but was captured later in the day. Yeah. The Trade Center Music Store in Morristown, Tennessee. A cinnamon capuchin monkey.
Oh, sure.
Yep. Apparently, the monkey was allegedly stolen from a farm in Alabama before wreaking havoc in a music store.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a drummer.
You could call somebody who hangs around musicians.
Yes,
right.
There's a new movie out, a horror movie, called Primate.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's a killer monkey horror movie.
Yeah.
So it got some good reviews, apparently.
A lot of people are afraid of monkeys, so that makes sense.
Yeah. I'm not so much afraid as I respect them highly.
Well, they're wild animals.
They are.
And they've got pretty big brains.
They do.
And they're pretty strong.
Yes, and they can get frustrated.
Chimps are incredibly strong.
Yes, surprisingly strong.
Yeah.
And yet, there are a large percentage of people who think they could take a chimp one-on-one.
I always love those stories.
Yeah. It's like,
could you fight a bear, grizzly bear? Oh, yeah.
9% of males think that they can beat a grizzly bear in a fair fight?
You got to visualize
it. Yes, you do. You just have to. I can't imagine.
The Jaguar's here.
Hey. How you doing?
Good. What's your cool sweatshirt?
It's a cat eating ramen.
Nasty cat ramen?
Yeah.
A cat eating ramen. All right.
Yeah. So.
Here's a local story. Wisconsin bill would require K-6 schools to offer at least 60 minutes of recess every day.
Oh, nice.
Well, that'd be good. That'd give kids a chance to catch up on TikTok and stuff.
Right, yeah, and go to the range.
Yep. The range? They could just have like a very active shooter drill.
Right, yeah, very active.
Just run down the hall. And
keep running, kids.
Keep running. Okay, now over here. Hide under the desk. Did you ever have to hide under a desk from atomic bombs?
For atomic bombs.
Did
and
you?
Also tornadoes. We had tornado drills, but I remember the atomic bomb drills.
Oh, I never had that.
The tornado drills, we'd go into the center hall.
Yeah.
But the atomic drills, we'd stay in the room.
That's
and
where
get
you bend
under.
Over and kiss
goodbye. Yeah. Yes.
No, you'd go in where? I'm sorry.
Go under the desk for the...
In the classroom.
For the bomb drills. Whereas tornadoes, we were actually safer because we'd go to internal hallways.
Why wouldn't you go to the safest place for the atomic bomb?
Well, because they know it's useless. It was theater. Yeah, it was just theater. Yeah. They understood that it'd be easier to identify the bodies if you're underneath
sitting in your desk.
Oh, yeah. Pills that can communicate from the stomach could improve medication adherence. So MIT and Boffins at MIT designed capsules.
Boffins?
Boffins.
What's a boffin?
It's a engineer.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's a scientific type person.
Oh, okay.
That's what they call them in England.
Okay.
They say boffins say capsules with biodegradable radio frequency antennas can reveal when the pill has been swallowed. So you take a pill. It's
when you say, damn, that hurts. Yeah. Oh, you got it down.
Yep. Oh, the antenna's deployed.
Oh, it's upside down. Uh-oh.
Oops.
Wow.
So you swallow a capsule.
Yeah.
It's got a little RFI chip with an antenna in it. radio frequency.
Yeah, instead of the wart app.
Yeah, right. And you swallow it, and the outside coating dissolves,
sure,
revealing the antenna, and the antenna will communicate outside your stomach to let your caregiver know that, yes, you did indeed swallow your pill. I'm not sure.
It seems like a kind of a...
You
swatting the fly with a sledgehammer.
Yes,
there.
Exactly.
Do you have to swallow another pill to get rid of the antenna?
Yes, right. No, it apparently just you. They're bioresorbable.
Okay.
I did not know that was a word, but
I can relate to this story. Sick ants send out a kill me scent. And it's a way that the colonies prevent epidemics.
Oh,
so this ant says, "I'm really sick. You don't want to be around me.
And
just kill me.
Just kill me."
Yeah.
God, I know that feeling.
I know.
I can so relate.
Listen, go on without
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I'm of no use to anybody.
I'm just a burden on you at this point.
Carry on. Just save yourselves.
But that's amazing.
Yeah, that is amazing.
It's like, you know, it says when they're young ants, too, especially when they're terminally ill, they send, they say, just kill me.
Yeah, send out a little signal. Ants also have this thing called the death spiral. Have you seen that? Where one ant will go around in a circle, and of course, they leave a little pheromone trail for other ants to follow. So one ant does that, and then other ants start following. And pretty soon, you've got the whole colony going around and around in circles. And they just go around in circles and go around in circles until they drop dead.
Oh.
And they, of course, you know, the reason they do it is why anybody does anything is because everybody was doing
it. Yeah, so it's like MAGA.
Yeah, it is. Exactly. And hopefully with the same outcome, we'll see.
I used to have an ant farm, like a desktop thing, and of course the ants would all start dying after a very short amount of time,
right,
but when they would die, the healthy ants, they made like a little
like a mausoleum,
funeral parlor, yeah.
Right.
They dug a special trench a special tunnel, and then made a little special room. And then when an ant would die, they would drag the dead ant down there, and they go dead ant, dead ant, dead ant, dead ant, and they would drag the dead ant down there and drop it in the little
that's
mausoleum.
Amazing.
And it got sad when there was like one or two ants left, and it's like
it's like a
horror movie.
Yeah. Which one's gonna be doing the hauling? That's making me want to get an ant farm.
We found some Leonardo da Vinci DNA.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. So we could use a genius here. They should,
we could
should
just
clone
yeah.
him. Scientist Boffins have discovered a fragment of genetic material that may belong to da Vinci, and they're trying to determine... About do a little DNA analysis on it, check on his biography.
And his, But, did he have any offspring? I don't think so. Wasn't he gay, maybe?
Yeah,
I think he was gay.
Yeah.
So he wasn't really interested in...
No.
Oh.
Yeah,
so how would they figure that out, then?
I don't know. There was a small red chalk drawing on paper. And the authorship is disputed.
Oh.
But
so it could be some random Italian
It could
guy's
be some random.
DNA.
But,
yeah.
But it could be Da Vinci's. Then, then we could finally, figure out what that code was all
right.
about.
Right, yeah.
Find the real story.
Yeah.
So you know Scott Adams, the Dilbert cartoonist?
Unfortunately, I'm aware of Scott Adams, yes.
So, Scott, he says he's dying.
Oh, for the good news.
Yeah. So he said, I think he's probably blaming, vaccinations.
Yeah,
I'm sure. He's gotten totally
modern. Oh, yeah, he is.
And,
so
way off the deep
way
end.
Off of
the, yeah. But now he says he's dying, but nobody believes him because he's
right.
such a liar.
He has no credibility.
but he now has announced plans to convert to Christianity before he dies. So he's covering his bases here. So.
That's always a good bet.
Yeah.
You know?
You should convert to every religion before you die.
Yeah, you should. Just go down the list.
You have to start when you're about, you know, nine or something.
That's true, yeah, because the conversion process in some religions is rather involved.
Oh, that's true. I was just thinking there would be so many of them.
But. Yeah, but also,
yeah. I mean,
because
you
got to
study
lose,
and stuff.
Yeah, we got to learn languages and lose some body parts. And,
I'd,
you know.
I'd rather.
Yeah.
Go to the Lake of Fire.
Yeah, I think Lake of Fire is it for me.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah. But so what was he before?
I don't know.
Was he an atheist? Or?
I don't know. I just deleted what, the story.
I mean, what's
here.
He what's he converting from is the big question.
A dick?
But that's not an organized religion.
No, it's
a dictum.
I don't know. Oh, what else here? Walrus penis is stolen.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I was looking for that.
Yeah. Yep. It's a beloved walrus penis.
Aren't they all?
I wish my penis was described as beloved. It was stolen from a New Jersey cheesecake eatery, so I do not want their recipe.
No.
No, they had a preserved walrus penis on display. You know, restaurants
because
like,
of course
like
they
to
did.
Put goofy stuff.
Yes, yeah,
and somebody made off with it, and then they put it on the Joan of Arc statue, and, yes, and all went to hell. It was like, just no respect anymore.
None at all. None at all. Well, the CES show, the Consumer Electronics Show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That
here's stuff you can't afford.
Yeah, here's something you can't afford. Here we have a $399 chef's knife, which pulses at over 30,000 times per second. So you've got a vibrating knife. So it vibrates so you don't actually have to cut.
Okay. Like, like the electric knives they had since the 60s?
Yes. Only faster.
Oh, okay.
I think they
what
put
innovation.
Yes, right.
You know, these billionaires all act like they're such super geniuses and like superhuman creatures, you know, looking down on the rest of us.
Right, right.
And they've all just taken stuff that's been around forever. You know, I mean, Bezos, I mean, fine, he should be a millionaire, billionaire, whatever.
Well,
I
don't, millionaire.
Whatever, yeah, whatever. I mean,
don't think
you know,
anybody should be a billionaire.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. But anyway, I'm not saying he shouldn't be wealthy because he created Amazon and
he innovated.
That turned out pretty good. But it's just an online catalog.
Yeah. It's what Sears and Roebuck was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only it's no good in the outhouse.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's fine until the end, and then until you're done, then what do?
You know, Facebook is just a bulletin board.
Yes,
and MySpace was right there already, and it just, for some reason, I don't know how these things play out, but MySpace became obsolete, and then
Facebook, then everybody went with Facebook.
But now Facebook is just for old people.
Yeah.
So, you know, so, I mean, these are not geniuses. These are people who look at some new technology and say, you know, this is a way we could use this.
Let me disrupt.
Me disrupt. Here, this is how you can pay for things now. You can go to PayPal. It's like, okay, great. I mean, you know, it's just... I mean, again, whoever came up with that stuff,
good idea. Yeah.
Good idea. You're welcome to millions of dollars.
Yep,
But, you know, that does not make you, you know, this incredibly superior creature. It was just a way to move little imaginary money around.
Yeah,
you know, it's nothing.
Yeah.
None of that stuff. It all is just it's stuff that's been around, and they just adapted it.
Uh-huh. And then claim they're brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they believe it because nobody's telling them any different.
Well, because you can't tell a billionaire they're
no, because
you know, and then they come up with their second idea, which is always stupid as hell.
That's right.
Let's do the metaverse now.
Yeah, right.
You don't hear about the metaverse
no,
much.
No, it's like the sophomore album.
It's when the band start writing songs about how tough it is to be on the road.
Yeah, that's right.
Because that's all they know anymore.
Yep, yep. Right?
Oh, what else we got here? Liberal policies in adolescence can lead to less dementia, lower dementia later in life.
Oh.
It's a new study that shows what kind of affects those sort of things happen, which we know those things are good for you.
Yes,
having,
yes.
You know, early childhood programs, nutrition
right.
programs.
Yep. Food
mental health
in schools.
Services.
Yeah. Food. Feeding kids.
Food's
feeding
a good children. One.
Yes.
And you get that stuff and you get a better start in life.
Mm-hmm.
And then it pays off for like the next 70 years.
Yeah,
or
they're
so.
Paying taxes for 70 years because they got jobs.
Yeah, and they're not yeah. in jail.
Yes.
But now here's another one where that cuts down on dementia.
Which, yep.
Which kind of makes sense because people learn better. People,
yep, you know, their brains are active.
Brains are active. Yeah. They mature probably a little sooner and they go, hey, I should take care of myself.
Yeah.
I should quit hitting myself in the head with a brick. Oh. I had a guy who was kind of a friend and just more of an acquaintance, mm-hmm. but it was a very sad story. But he got in some trouble with some things he posted and he commented, "Oh, maybe I should stop letting people hit me in the head, punch me in the head." It's like it's a really
a
good
really
idea.
Good idea.
So, all right, we got to get out of here. It's
okay,
time to declare.
Yeah, it's the weekend.
The
I did
weekend.
Not bring a.
He just hit everything over there. You got the screaming goat.
Screaming goat.
So, all right.
Mom, no head.
Yeah. Hey, it's 2:00. You're listening to WRT 89.9 FM Madison. Thanks for listening, everybody. Appreciate it. Have a great week. The Jaguars coming up next, right after the Insurgent Kiosk. Floyd, it was great to see you.
It was good to see you. Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
So, all right. Have a great week, everybody. And it's going to snow tomorrow. So there's your weather forecast.
There
so,
you go.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Smoking that hot pants. That bar is at. That bar is at. Take your minds up on. It looks much better time. My feet will keep going. Girl, going.
This
to my
is the Insurgent Radio Kiosk for Thank Friday, you. January 9th.
What's in a name? I'm Bill Newman for the Civil Liberties Minute. The answer is a lot. When your high school is named after Confederate General Stonewall Jackson, and your elementary school after Robert E. Lee and another Confederate commander, Turner Ashby, as the schools were in Shenandoah County, Virginia, for many years, until 2020, when, after the murders of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Ahmaud Arbery, the high school was renamed Mountain View and the elementary school Honey Run. But in 2024, a newly elected school board restored the school's former Confederate names. The NAACP sued, and in December 2025, a 5-day trial took place before federal district